Now, one day, it could sound like this. Right now, it sounds like this. A group of Ottawa musicians want your help to bring this 18th century piano back to life. Tonight, they're going to be holding a concert to raise funds to repair the piano. And for decades, the 230-year-old forte piano has sat in a Carleton University classroom. It's one of only eight of this type known to exist in the world. And as you can hear, it's in need of a little makeover. So earlier today, I went to visit the forte piano. James Wright, an associate professor of music at Carleton, started by describing to me.
Well, we're looking at a 1777 Fredericus Beck square forte piano, a very early instrument, undoubtedly, certainly the oldest piano in Ottawa. I would love to be challenged on that, but I'm sure that's the case, and one of the various oldest in Canada, if not the oldest. It's about 4.5 feet long by, I would say, 2.5 feet deep. A beautiful inlaid cabinet. Beck was renowned as a cabinet maker as well as an instrument maker. It's in serious need, as you can see, Alan, of a fix-up. We've got cracked soundboards. We've got a damaged action. We've got a cracked bridge, other problems in the cabinet, and so on. So it's not really in working order at the moment.
I think people can hear exactly what it sounds like to be playing this right now. You've touched the keys themselves. Can you describe that sensation?
Well, it's quite interesting. It's somewhere between the touch of a piano and a harpsichord, I would say. The keys, the key depth is not great. Interestingly, J.S. Bach played one of Cristofori's earliest forte pianos, and he thought the invention would go nowhere because he said the action, this is just not going to be playable. No one will adjust to this action.
Right now, in this condition, how does it feel to play this instrument?
Well, it feels a little bit. In a lecture yesterday, I was playing some quarter tone music of Alois Haba, which sort of sounds as though it's everything's sort of out of tune. This instrument sounds something like that, as you can hear. It's the strings obviously can't put tension on the strings because of the damage to the bridge and so on. So it's a challenge, obviously.
How did it end up in Carleton's collection in the first place?
Well, that's quite an interesting story. A woman by the name of Frances Barwick very generously donated this instrument to Carleton just before she died. Frances Barwick was a fascinating person. She studied with rather well-known keyboard players and figures in the early music revival, sort of mid-century, people like Wanda Landowska and Margaret Delcourt in Paris and the Dolmetsches in London and so on. So she really did have quite a career and expertise in early music, came to Canada, became a member of this Ottawa music community, and she very kindly donated this instrument to us at Carleton.
At what point did you realize, hey, we've got this oldest piano and we've got the oldest piano in Ottawa?
Well, I think we sort of knew that all along, but certainly excellent Baroque music students at Carleton by the name of Andrew Byrne, who's a Baroque bassoonist, he really took this project on and brought it to my office, and he said, literally, for heaven's sake, can't we do something with this fine early instrument? The title of our concert tonight is For Heaven's Sake, Let's Fix This Forte Piano. So that gives a sense of how we sort of decided, I guess it's time now to really make a pitch to repair this instrument properly.
Now, how much do you need to raise in order to get this fine forte piano to its full forte?
A little bit hard to get an absolutely firm figure. We're aiming to raise $10,000 with the concert. Repair of the instrument itself to get it in playing shape is probably somewhere around the $5,000 range. In addition to that, we need to have a cabinet made with proper humidity conditions. I think part of the reason the instrument is in the shape it is, we have been storing it under humidification, but it needs to be in really, really constant regulation there. So we're making a special box for it with its own humidifier. And then there are some ongoing maintenance issues and so on. So we're $10,000 will cover that nicely.
Are you feeling confident that there's going to be a turnout tonight at the concert to bring in 10,000?
We think so, and we've had lots of interest in advance. We've many donors have stepped up and have already contributed pretty significantly. We're hoping for a sellout, 250 seats here, so we're certainly hoping for that.
We should clarify that this is not the instrument that will be played this evening at the concert, correct?
No, as you can imagine, I think we joked about that at one stage. That would have been great fun. Our colleague Jesse Stewart might have been able to do some really interesting things with this instrument. We do hope... in about a year's time after the restoration has been done, to offer a concert featuring this instrument in its new pristine form.
So we'll have to do it before and after. People have heard now what the instrument sounds like. We'll see in a year's time what it sounds like.
That would be lovely.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Alan.
Pianist Marie Bouchard, who really sounds quite lovely on the piano, I assure you. That is not don't judge her based on that performance. Attempting to play some Haydn on the 230-year-old forte piano. Not what will be played tonight. Right before that, you heard me speaking to James Wright, Associate Professor of Music at Carleton University. Tonight's fundraiser to save the forte piano kicks off at 7:30 p.m. at the Church of St. Bartholomew. This is on McKay Street, and you can pick up tickets at the door.